My name is Paula, and I am a white middle-class ordained pastor who rarely needs to think about her race. And I trusted that modern historical exhibits would tell me what I needed to know until I attended a lecture on the Nadir of Race Relations, 1890 to 1940. It was part of the White Privilege Conference being held in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where I was born. The professor started by asking this room full of people what reason the states who seceded from the Union in the Civil War gave for doing so. Was it slavery, states' rights, or taxes and tariffs? I got this one, I thought. I had been to the exhibit at Gettysburg where they made very clear that the Civil War was not just about slavery, but was very much due to economics in states north and south. So I cast my vote. And I was wrong. As a highly educated white woman, that didn't feel good. First, because I don't like being wrong. But secondly, because as he continued, I saw the truth of the right answer. Of course, it really was slavery. But starting shortly after the war, the narrative became more about states' rights and less about slavery. This was the way that Southerners could defend their history and rationalize the continued racist actions that became what we know as Jim Crow. It explains Confederate monuments in many places where few had ever seen action. It shows national desire for reconciliation. This worked so well that Pew Research reports 2/3 of Americans answer states' rights, just as I did. Why hadn't the exhibit in Gettysburg told me the truth? I had a hard time paying attention to what the professor was telling us for several minutes. I didn't know what I didn't know I didn't know. I felt ashamed. How many other pieces of history did I need to revisit? And by the way, I wasn't hiding from racism. I was here, wasn't I? This poked at an earlier experience. It happened while I was serving as a missionary in Haiti after the earthquake. I had met a Haitian senator who was excited to hear that I grew up in Iowa. Oh, on whose tribal lands? Then he named a long string of various peoples, like surely I would be able to tell him exactly whose land I had lived on, right? But I don't recall ever studying that. All the rivers and many parks carry Native American names, but we didn't talk about the people who had actually walked there before our German, Swedish, Irish, and Czech ancestors. Why was it so easy for us to never look and never ask who or how? One encouraging note was that most of the younger people at that lecture had known the right answer was slavery. They had a healthy suspicion of what they were taught about racial history, and over the years, what teachers teach has improved in many places. I can't blame Gettysburg's museum for my ignorance. Memory is selective, and all three answers were mentioned in declarations of secession, but slavery was the major cause, period. The professor went on to explain that Iowans had fought in the Union Army, but many Iowa communities became sundown towns in the years that followed. I didn't study that either.